Many people might feel as though they live to work, that their jobs are their lives. But when you do the math, the actual time we spend working is just a fraction of our total waking hours. So says Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic, who did the math and has been delving into the world of career advice. And about that, by the way, he says career advice as a genre is fatally flawed. His latest piece is entitled, Your Career is Just 1/8 of Your Life. And Derek joins us on Skype. And Derek, happy Monday. Happy first day of the work week.
Hello. Happy Monday.
good to have you. I loved your piece, which you start, by the way, with this idea that many of us seek advice about careers, but you say career advice as a genre is fatally flawed. In what way is it fatally flawed?
Well, it's fatally flawed to have an advice genre that is trying to give advice to 160 million American workers that work in several thousand occupations, whose occupations themselves span several hundred industries. Almost any piece of advice that you give to one of those workers is almost sure to be entirely irrelevant to another one of those workers. So what I wanted to do here was offer advice that very narrowly, to be totally honest, was useful to me. Advice that I thought was useful to me. And so if there were other people that worked in a white collar or knowledge work profession that was like media or marketing or tech or any of these white collar positions, they might be able to glean a little bit of wisdom from it.
Well, I love some of the advice, and I want to get to some of the specific points of advice that you offer. But I want to start with this general idea that work is not the totality of our lives. And yet lots of people live like work is everything in their lives. And so you put that in perspective with a bit of existential math, and you come up with this fraction of 1/8, which surprised me. Is that really true? We spend only 1/8 of our waking hours working?
That is true. So it's 1/8 of our total hours and 1/6 of our waking hours, because we spend a good number of our total living hours sleeping. But yeah, the typical person is alive for slightly more than 4,000 weeks. There's a wonderful book called 4,000 Weeks by Oliver Berkman, which is about time advice. And then according to the wonderful website, 80,000 Hours, the typical career is pretty much just that, about 80,000 hours long. So if you do the existential math, as you put it, 80,000 hours is about 500 weeks. 500 weeks into 4,000 weeks is about 1/8. So yes, your career is about 1/8 of your life. And the first point of this article is to say, behave accordingly. 7/8 of your life is not your career.
So how do you advise people to hold on to that perspective and put it into practice?
I think that work is probably too big a thing to not take seriously at all. 80,000 hours is quite a lot of hours, but it's also too small a thing to take too seriously. And so I think it's really important when you're thinking about career, and honestly, I think when you're thinking about any aspect of self-help or life happiness, to think about it in terms of time. You know, this actually led very directly to one of the best pieces of advice I've ever heard, which is from a former Atlantic writer, Jim Fallows, who told me once when I was considering another job outside the Atlantic, he said, don't do the job you want to tell other people you do. Do the job you want to do. Huh. And what's so brilliant about that, I think what is so profound about that statement is that it forces us to think, it forces me to think about work as a function of time. Don't do the job that you can talk about for maybe 30 seconds a month. Do the job that you want to actually do for hundreds of hours a month. From a pure time standpoint, your career is much more about work itself rather than status. So evaluate it accordingly.
I love that piece of advice. I want to just say it because I like the way it sounds as well. Mm-hmm. Don't do the job you want to tell others people you do. Do the job you want to do. It's terrific. And you said you learned about that, as you mentioned, from James Fallows. What did he tell you? I mean, what was the context of that great piece of advice that came to you?
Right. So this is maybe 10 years ago, I was considering leaving The Atlantic, where I still work, to take a job at another media company, another magazine. And it had this fancy sounding title, and I was very drawn to how fancy the title sounded. And I caution people in this article, by the way, beware that inverse relationship between the fanciness of titles and the drudgery of the labor underneath them. But Jim, when I expressed my enthusiasm for this new beautifully titled job, just said this: don't do the job you want to tell people you do. Do the job you want to do. And that made me think not about, oh, how wonderful it would be to pass through the world carrying this beautiful new job title. It forced me to think about, wait, what is this thing I'm going to be doing at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday in this new job? Do I like that better than the thing that I'm currently doing? And I didn't think I would like it much better. And so I decided to stay in a version of the job that I still have. So I just think it's so important to remember that work is moments in time, and you have to evaluate it as moments in time.
It's really important. Derek, we only have about 30 seconds left, but I want to ask you about one more piece of advice. Be ruthlessly honest with yourself about what you value and how much professional success matters to you.
I think a lot of career advice assumes that everyone wants to be ambitious, and I don't think they do. I don't think ambition is important or virtuous. I think ambition is a taste, like liking macadamia chocolate cookies or California wines. Ambition is a taste. It's okay for some people to be more ambitious than others. We don't have to judge anyone on any end of that spectrum.
Derek Thompson is a staff writer at The Atlantic. You can find a link to his piece at hereandnow.org. Derek, thank you so much. We appreciate
it. Thank you.